Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones, and real glad that you could join me. Today I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary, and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I'll be right back. When the U.S. measures against Cuba are being intensified and the visits of Americans to the Finca Vigía Museum, where the author of El Viejo y el Mar lived for more than 20 years, have been affected by the arbitrariness of that government against the island, the 17th Ernest Hemingway International Colloquium is going ahead in Havana from the 20th to the 23rd of this month and at the Riviera Hotel. Gladys Collazo Usalian, President of the National Council of Cultural Heritage, the CNPC, has outlined in a press conference that, during the colloquium, there will be exchanges with institutions and specialists related to the Ernest Hemingway Museum with the aim of publicizing recent research on the life and the work of the famous writer. At the gathering, which is dedicated this time to the 90th anniversary of the publication of A Farewell to Arms, or Adios a las Armas, 30 papers will be presented, of which 20 are from researchers from the United States, Israel, Argentina, Japan, and Spain. The documentary Hemingway Between Cayo Hueso and Cuba, directed by Richard Abella and shot in Havana and on several locations in the United States, will be screened as part of the program. The exhibition Hemingway's Ark, or El Arca de Hemingway, by the artist Jorge Pérez Duporte, will also be launched. Participants will visit locations related to the life of the Nobel laureate in Cuba. On Thursday the 21st, a tribute will take place at La Glorieta, Cohiba. That will continue on Friday at the Floridita Bar. Saturday will have as a main course a walk through the International Yacht Club, and on Sunday it will conclude with a farewell ceremony at the Ernest Hemingway Museum. The closing of the colloquium by investigators Miriam Mandel and Sandra Spanier will deliver the project of the Letters of Hemingway. As part of this, the last volume of the letters that remain of the American writer will be published. The 6th International Music Piano Festival and Contest 2019, organized by the University of the Arts, the ISA, and the Mozartian Lyceum of Havana, began on Monday the 17th, and 17th of June, in this capital, dedicated to the memory of the great Cuban pedagogue and pianist Teresita Junco Reina. The opening concert was held by the young Costa Rican David Saravia at 11 o'clock in the morning at the headquarters of the Lyceum in Havana. The International Music Piano Festival and Contest 2019 will go on to host the usual master classes, one of the main attractions, in the daytime from Wednesday until Friday. A very special moment in the program will be the tribute dedicated to the memory of Teresita Junco, 10 years after her death, at 2:30 in the afternoon on Friday. The San Felipe Neri Oratorio will host the concerts, such as those offered by pianists Henry Calder from Holland and Cecilio Tielis from Cuba. Twenty-two Swiss artists are exhibiting a selection of paintings, installations, photographs, and utilitarian objects from Monday in Havana, entitled Of the Island to the Island, and with the sponsorship of the Embassy of Switzerland in Cuba. The exhibition will be open to the public in the Art and Revolution Gallery until June the 28th. The exhibition aims to consolidate the cultural relations between Cuba and Switzerland, creating a bridge of peace between Cuba and that European nation, which has 18 Helvetic islands, represented by the artists through their geological and artistic history. With the exhibition, the artists intend to bring the Cuban public closer to the geography, customs, clothing, and visual arts characteristic of these areas, as well as to establish the points of contact existing between both countries despite being in different time zones. Festival Internacional Boleros de Oro, Havana, from June the 17th to the 23rd. That's the International Golden Boleros Festival, and it celebrates the popular bolero genre of music. What started as a celebration in Havana, the festival spread across the country. This genre has had a marked influence in other countries, including places as far away as Spain and Japan. And its first festival, held in Havana in 1987, is considered the oldest of its kind in Latin America. Bolero is a popular and most loved music genre throughout Cuba. The principal venues are the Mia and America theaters. As we all know, carnivals are traditional festivities in many Latin American countries. Cuba, as a former Spanish colony, is no exception. There wouldn't be a town, large or small, that doesn't celebrate carnivals in Cuba. But, naturally, there is a small group of cities which are famous for them, including Remedios, Santiago de Cuba, Trinidad, La Habana, and Camagüey. Camagüey Carnival, also known as San Juan Camagüeyano, is considered the oldest popular celebration in Cuba. There are references about the celebration dating back to 1725, and it takes place every June the 24th to the 29th. San Juan Camagüeyano is dedicated to the memory of the saints Juan and Pedro, as according to the Catholic calendar. June the 24th is celebrated as San Juan Day, and this is the date where many families celebrate, often by the riverbanks, getting dressed up, making delicious ajiaco, and dancing the day away. The traditions of this friendly festival have been passed from one generation to another, and nowadays large and small neighborhoods meet to dance, cook, and share delicious recipes based on pork and vegetables. The parades or paseos recognize the cattle rancher tradition in the region. This was the time of year when cowboys brought cattle to the city in order to sell their stock. To signify this date, there was a carnival procession where beautiful ladies in the city rode through the streets on horseback. With time, traditions have evolved and the parade has been enriched with vintage cars, colorful costumes, congas and comparsas to become a colorful and musical event which runs through the main commercial arteries of the city. The procession ends at the Plaza de la Caridad, opposite the Church of the Patron Saint of Cuba, as reference to the Christian and secular origins of this festival. And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.